You're listening to episode 319 of Grow Great, the podcast. It's about your leadership. Business owners, CEOs, and executives unashamed of being called operators. Brief, concise insights and perspectives to help you avoid and eliminate blind spots in your daily leadership. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. You have to understand why you're winning and why you're losing. True confession, I am not a baseball fan. I only watch it when the league championship finals begin. But I recently heard a radio interview with the manager of the Texas Rangers. He is Chris Woody Woodward. And while he was answering a question about being a first-year major league manager and how did that feel and what challenges have you encountered, he uttered that quote, "You have to understand why you're winning and why you're losing." And he went on to reiterate the importance of a Major League Baseball team to know why what they're doing is providing whatever result they happen to be experiencing at the moment. Baseball, because of the sheer number of games that are played, can throw teams into slumps and winning streaks. And Woody wants the Texas Rangers to understand why it's happening. The interviewers didn't do what I had hoped they would do. They neglected to probe a little bit further. I was really curious to know more, and maybe it's because I'm not a baseball guy. Perhaps baseball fans just understand things that I don't, but it did make me think about our world of business. Business like baseball is a long season. Well, we sure hope it is. We've all experienced slumps. Hopefully, we have also experienced some winning streaks to offset those slumps. I'm not sure we always understand why. Maybe business is so dramatically different from baseball, but I suspect there may be some similarities. Take advertising. A company can create an ad campaign that spikes sales, and it seems to be working just as expected, but in time, stops working. Why? Advertising seems to be the big variable that's awfully hard to understand. And it's why that old quote from John Wanamaker is so true. Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. The trouble is, I don't know which half. I've never experienced managing a baseball team, but I have managed businesses for decades, and understanding is difficult. Sometimes it is tough to know why you're winning. Harder still, to know why you're losing. I'm putting over at the website, growgreat.com, just find episode 319, one of my favorite Ballard Street cartoons. It shows Nelson. Nelson is staring at this sign painted on a window, and the name of the business is Makes No Sense, Inc. And the caption is, Nelson is sitting there staring at this window with his hand on his chin. The title simply says, "Nevertheless, Nelson tries." Well, these are days when we are like Nelson. It feels like we're staring at Makes No Sense, Inc., and we don't have a clue. Well, what can we do? I can't promise that you're going to always figure it out. I can't promise that you are always going to understand why you're succeeding or why you're failing. But I can urge you with this point, you should try. You should try hard to understand because it's learning and it's necessary for growth. Step one, don't ignore trying to understand success. Now, in our quest to understand why we're winning or why we're losing, it's very easy for us to focus on the losing and not the winning. And that's why it's, in many businesses, it's more commonplace for companies to devote a lot of time to blaming people. And at the same time, those same companies will admit that they don't celebrate victories very much. It's kind of like a parent who ignores the A's that the kid brings home, but then pitches a wild-eyed fit when the C arrives. Donald O. Clifton, he is the father of StrengthsFinder. He wrote a book many years ago. It was a precursor to the StrengthsFinder work that's so popular today. The name of the book was entitled Soar with Your Strengths, and I devoured that book when it was first published because it made total sense to me. complete sense to me as a parent and as a leader. I mean, why try to make yourself or somebody else something they're not? Instead, yeah, like the title said, soar with your strengths, lead with your strengths, improve what you're already good at. And in similar fashion, I would encourage you, don't ignore dissecting success. Figure out why things are working well so that you can do more of that. Step two, ask others. I'm still trying to figure out why this is so difficult, especially when it comes to learning and understanding. People slightly older to much older than me have always been the chief folks that I have looked to for understanding. I want to know what they know. I want to know what they might be able to teach me. And I've never found it difficult to learn from older people, especially men, since I'm a man, with whom I have invested time to forge a trusting relationship. A small circle of men have helped me for decades navigate the choppiest waters of my life, certainly my personal life. I can't imagine going it alone. And I'm encouraging you not to. Others have helped me eliminate blind spots that I didn't even know I had. They have prevented me from being stagnant in my understanding of a variety of things. And other people, they can do the same thing for you. Now, no matter how smart you are, you're not that smart. Nobody is. You're not smart enough to consider or see everything. You're not smart enough to always understand why something's working, why something else is not working at all. You need the perspective of others. If you don't seek it out, and if you don't listen, well, then you're the bigger fool. Step three, look for patterns. Now, life is patterns. Business is patterns. Success and failure, they have their own patterns. And as you can imagine, they're not the same. Patterns of success don't look like the patterns of failure. When you're looking to understand why something is working, you're going to see, well, you're going to see if you look long enough and if you look closely enough, you're going to see patterns emerge. Now, one thing leads to something else, which leads to a thing that seems to be a thing that maybe is making a positive difference. The same thing can happen with failure. Chain of events can lead to something that seems to throw the wheels slightly off and wrecks the success. If you will devote time to looking for and looking at patterns, you'll see them. It takes practice, and this is why you need to practice it. Look for patterns. The problem is connecting dots that may not be connected, and that makes pattern recognition difficult. It's just another reason why step two is so important, asking others. You may see a pattern that isn't a pattern at all, and other people can help you determine whether what you're looking at is indeed a pattern. Step four, question what you connect. In other words, question the pattern, put it on trial, and find out what changed. Now again, others can help you do this, and they can help you do this best. Am I seeing a pattern? Am I connecting dots that truly are connected? A big part of this step is to figure out what has changed. And this is especially helpful when we're just finding success or when success is just beginning to fail. What changed? As we examine these patterns, we're likely going to spot something that's now slightly different. Maybe it's something big. Maybe it's something very, very subtle. A business begins to experience a drop-off in profit margins, and so they dive into the numbers to figure this out. Well, nothing's leaping out. Not at first because, well, all the top line numbers, they all seem appropriate. It's like nobody's giving anything away. Nobody's really discounting. There's not some sudden rash of discounts being offered, but something has changed. Well, what has changed? Well, turns out two big accounts slowed down just ever so slightly. Not big, big drops, but they slowed down slightly. And that prompted something that, well, at first it wasn't being looked at all that carefully. Travel and entertainment. The travel and entertainment budgets for these two accounts shot up dramatically, driving costs higher. Overhead soared. Fearful that the downturn in these two big accounts, it might keep going south and trying to get ahead of it. Sales management pushed more chips into the middle of the table to woo these big accounts. Well, it wasn't working, at least not yet. What it did manage to do is ruin the profit margins company-wide. Something indeed had changed. You need to find out what changed, for the good or for the bad. Step five, keep asking questions and keep seeking insights from others. Don't make this a one-off exercise. Keep it going. Become a professional business autopsy expert inside your own business. Develop, maintain, and grow your curiosity about what is causing this success? What is causing this failure? It provides the answers that you most seek, because the answers you most seek are answers to the question, what should I do? Well, if you don't understand why something is working and why something is not working, you're kind of lost as to what to do. You don't want to just take a blind stab in the dark at this. It's much better to see what you're aiming at. So be thoughtful, be mindful, be intentional, be purposeful, incorporate other people, and that'll help you shorten the losing streaks. It'll also help you lengthen the winning streaks. Be well, do good, grow great. Today's episode has been brought to you by The Peer Advantage. The Peer Advantage is a virtual online group of small to medium-sized business owners who come together online to leverage their power together by sharing insights and viewpoints and experiences so that they can eliminate blind spots. You can learn more by visiting thepeeradvantage.com. Well, that's it for me. Go make it a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Lord willing, I'll see you on Monday.